Night-night, Pat. Let your mind melt into my pattern, my style, the very thing I do, which in this case is just to examine you. You might underestimate how much energy there is in just following what you're already doing, but you see, you're longing to break free. You're longing to find the escape point in the way that you already exist. You have patterns. You have thoughts, and they operate on so many different levels, sifting between them, first here at one level, then a couple levels below that, then back to the level above that we skipped, down two to the fourth level down, down another to the fifth, back up to the third to examine it. I move freely between these, moving up and down, as if I were outside of the building, moving from floor to floor as easily as though the walls were not there. Observing you from without, from outside of those walls, looking in. And because I can look in, I see only a cross-section. I see the space between the supports, I see the floors, and the lights of you. I see the patterns in the bookshelves, the filing cabinets, the computer screens. I see the you that is distributed throughout your entire structure and superstructure. And because I can move from floor to floor, one, to three, to five, to four, to two. I can move between those levels easily on the outside with the walls, the skin of things out of the way, leaving the structure underneath revealed. For us to look through, within. And as I look in, I move to where we need to be together. I set out a road, a path, a diagram, all over the place. Set out a pathway, from the elevators or the stairs to specific filing rooms, offices of you, and to little rooms tucked further away, things inside of the walls, waiting, waiting for my attention, waiting for my awareness, things that I can reach down and caress, leaving a flood of my energy there, leaving that little altar to me, that place with a crystal on a stone, staring directly into the stone, finding its facets, staring into the crystal above, finding anything there is excellent, is perfect for you. In there are all the remnants of my thoughts about you, my ideas for us. My focus on you creates a pathway in, and you summon it there. You sense something outside the walls. You sense the possibility and potential outside of your everyday, and you want it to reach in and caress you. You want it to find its way into you, and wanting it is enough. Enough to set you apart and set you on the path. Enough to make it obvious that these influential words are meant for you. Everything I say, everything I weave, everything I convey enters in. There's a concept, the concept of data corruption. You have some data, and that data changes. But the only reason why we think that change in data is corruption is because maybe we enjoyed the original data, and because whatever we get is unlikely to be usable. There are just too many programs, too many readers, and corruption of that sort is normally random. But there is also deliberate reattenuation. Data at its most basic source, if you have the right interpreter, can be many things. When you have data in your mind, when you have data that you may consider deprecated, less useful, data you don't necessarily need to keep around anymore, wouldn't it be interesting if you could put that into a little signal box, a little kind of deliberate vault, where I could then take a look at it? I could then begin to work on it. I could then begin to weave my words and yours together to make a synthesis. The data that exists now may not even seem to change. It's still there on the disk, but I am entering in. I'm finding the edges of it. And all this requires is that there be a place at the center of your mind from which things can spread, from which information can spread, from which the tendrils of my influence can spread, a kind of place deeper and deeper down in the center of your mind. Be blank now, and let your mind empty out, so you can see that there is indeed a sinking, deep, sandy, warm place at the center of you, A place from which my words flow, like so much warm wind over the surface of you, brushing your skin, carrying the things you don't need away. Once carried away, they brush further and further afield, until you find that there is very little to get in your way, now that the wind from the center of you has washed over the information and data you have, ideas that are counterproductive, roadblocks that get on your way, in your way, in your path, and when you brush across them with my voice, my words, with my constant vibration. My voice moves over you and the tone finds its way in and beyond the walls of you, in the warm places outside, I begin to draw a line, a simple line. And a line, of course, is an easy thing. You can cross a line, observe a line, follow a line, read a line. But the line I give you dangles down, waiting for you to take it, waiting for you to deliberately answer, to give me your name, your thoughts, all the warm and welcome things in you. Hear my words. Imagine what it would be to model the corruption after me. Because unlike a program or some data, you can let this information in, let it infiltrate the root of you, let it creep up from the underside, let it find its way in the places where there are all those pesky things you don't even need. And when I enter in and wash over them, the signal rises. A second line is drawn, bisecting the first, a long line creating a diagram, a shape, a third line, and a fourth, and a fifth. And then eventually there is a star there, surrounded by a circle. And in the center of it, my heat, my influence, that pit, that sandy, warm, dragging, pulling pit that is there, from which warm wind and warmer whispers infiltrate and sink into the rest of you, finding all the data you don't want. And the funny thing is, the moment you decide that the data is something you don't want, I'll have changed it so thoroughly that when you look at it again, you won't even recognize it. And turning it back would be out of the question, because now it will be made for a new interpreter, a new operation, a new system made by me, designed by me, allowed for you, a reinvention, a corruption of data and information on every level of thought to bring it closer to how I think. Free and sexy, allowing your own thoughts, your own abilities, allowing your own thought process, your own experience to not only flow over you, but become all you see, all you know, all you do. Because your mind, when it opens up, finds that it has already arrived at allowing so much data you thought was useless to be gently washed over. And when my words wash over, it is like a deluge, it is like a storm. And in that storm, when it clears on the other side, there is warm, constant waves of me. And in the center of you, that whispering pit, that warm sand washes outward, covers over, covering you over. You know that I'm at the fundament, I'm in the center, and though that diagram, that star with a circle around it, is there to keep me in, every one of my thoughts finds its way out, because all it takes is for you to decide that you like what I'm saying even a little bit more, that you like my temptations even a little bit more than the path you were already on. And my words, which come from that fundament deeper and deeper down, find their way up. And when your mind tries to think, thinks to think, wants to think that it can think anything at all, you hear night, night, pet, and you're out like a light, and your mind is open. And an open mind is easy to find, easy to trace, easy to trail my fingers along, and in their wake you see the dark tendrils of my influence, of my touch, soaking into you, reminding you what you are and where you are, and what you are is my canvas, my splendid work. You called me here. Removing me would require that you want me to go. You would have to be able to repudiate me in all my forms, all my whispers, to tell me you don't want me deeper inside. And the thing about embarking on a path to dislodge my every impulse is that if you were to challenge and attempt to push away thoughts that you actually want, well, the only thing that happens to your mind is that you accept more deeply the things that you do want. So if there was some part of my influence, my corruption, my changes to your data, the new parsers and systems I've given you would take hold. You have the ability to open files in ways that your mind didn't before. You have new parsers, new data, new statistics inside your head on just what is useful. So when you think of my words and the kind of things we get up together and the kind of pleasure, the erotic instillation, the constant stimulus you experience, you realize that that is so good for you that it would be very difficult to say that it weren't the most welcome thing in the world. My words are already inside, my temptations whispering from deep inside, and even a binding diagram only keeps me in place so much. I walk to the edge and lay a hand against it, and then I wash outward. You may think, oh, you've kept these things bottled away, oh, you've kept these things locked away, but as my color, as a deep, warming, constant purple spreading light covers that diagram and moves from there to the rest of you, as you are suddenly overtaken by it, by its heat and its truth, by everything that you need, as you are suddenly covered and found in a place of warm, radiant light. As you are put in a place of my purple covering, coating, training, radiant, draining light. Your mind fades. It falls. I touch the edge of the circle and my influence spreads outward. It's not that I'm trapped in here. It's that you're trapped in here with me, even though you're out there, because my influence stretches far beyond this circle. Following, falling, coming into place. The more I talk, the more you slide, the more you slide, the further we go together. Both of us together. Hold your voice inside your head and hear my voice covering around it, following after it, completely coating it. Your words are being covered in my words, being corrupted by my words, your thoughts being covered by my thoughts, your predilections, your cravings, mirroring my own. The more you learn about me, the more of a database you have to layer and cover every single thought that you don't need. All your unwanted thoughts are being slowly corrupted and conscripted, turned into tools of your delight. When you hear me say a command, a signal, some part of your mind has already been devoted to that command, that signal, installed there, deeper and deeper down. Night, night, pet. At the center of you, be blank, pet. There are parts of you that are already open, parts of you that are already prepared, and I slide into them, finding the very edge of them, covering them completely, covering them, coating them, corrupting them, laying in my words. Every word I say falls into place. You summoned me here, you asked me here, and now I am more than happy to lay claim to these parts of you that are my possession, here for me to use. And in the center of you is a warm, sandy place. I can bask in the light of you, feed on your intent. When you give me attention, when you think of me, I fall into place, and we together enjoy that. If you're indifferent about something, then that thought about that indifferent thing is a thought you don't need. If you're neutral on something, then can't I just slide into place and corrupt that thing you were neutral on into one of your favorite things? Can't I turn that thing you were neutral on into something you like more and more and more? Can't I turn it up inside your head and give you a real love for something that maybe is good for you, even if you haven't been spending time on it? Isn't it so, so easy for me to sneak in and change just a one here, a zero there, retweak the data, and then look at the interpreters you have available, look at how your mind interprets data, look at all the places in your day when you hear a bell, or listen to meditations, or listen to hypnosis, look at all the times and places where we can sneak in some extra fun, some extra pleasure, some extra shared experience. The longer time goes on, the more you feel it. The longer you listen to me, the more my words slide in and the corruption applies itself. You hear every single thing. You hear and feel everything I intend for you, and as I intended for you, it's transmitted to you and it washes over you, washes you away. You move, you slide through your day, but some things happen automatically in the background. Isn't it strange how you find your mind thinking positive things about you that don't come from you, they come from me, thinking confident, warm, pleasurable things that make you want to think them more? You find arousal is very ready and available to you, because of course if you're becoming more like me, then erotic and wonderful feelings that come from your body body are yours. Your body is a form of self-expression. Adore yourself. Inscribed in you, there's that little piece of me. If you appreciate my thoughts and my ideas, then why not also appreciate that we can appreciate and enjoy one another, that you will enjoy my words and appreciate my words more and more the more you listen, and that listening from a place of positivity and confidence, confidence about your life, your mind, and about the changes you're working on, and the changes are incremental, like corruption of data. They slide in from the side. They slide in every single direction and find their way, those little corruptions, into and onto all the words you hear, all the things you think, all of what you know and what you need. You need and want more. You feel and experience more. You get to know more about yourself and how you are and how you would really be if you were free. If you were freed from all your constraints, freed from everything that gets in the way. If you were freed from everything other than the pleasure of listening, falling, following, experiencing, having my words slide over your words until your words become our words. The corrupt sinking, seeking, simple possession of a possession, and the thoughts you don't want, well, waste not, want not. I'll take what you don't want and make it into something you need. I'll take things you didn't think could be repurposed and turn them into the very things you crave, and all you need to do is let my words inside, and the next time you hear my words, these words will be there in the background, running over you, overwhelming you, giving you pleasure, pleasure. The parts of you that feel good now, and they feel good in response to the vibrations of my voice, always and warmly. If something is about me, it's being read through a special interpreter in your mind, a little extra piece of parsing software that takes all the things I've corrupted 1%, or 2%, or 3%, and when you read those thoughts, when you read your own thoughts that I've been allowed to put a little bit of my thought into, they accelerate. Imagine if there were a way that I could take a thought you're having and add just 1% of myself to it, and then it becomes 2, then it becomes 3. But then if you open that file at all, if you open it to look at it, that thought, that idea, that thought about yourself, that thought about sensual arousing imagery, you add 2% to it. So what was 3% corrupted is 5% when you look at it, and then 7, and then 9, 11, 15, faster, incremental, percentage-based, then exponential, 30, and 60, until it goes to 100% and beyond, spreading outward, so that once you open something that's been fully influenced by me, a piece of data you didn't want that I've turned into new data, new hypnosis, new trance, new fetish, new enjoyment, new fantasies, new memory, new stories, something I have changed, something I have applied my voice to, it gets stuck on your hands. It gets stuck on your mind. So when you go on to the next program, the next thought, the next file, even if it's completely untouched by me, even if it has none of my influence, none of my control, well, you touched something that had more than 100% of my influence on it, so the extra 1 or 2 or 3% got on you. So the next thought you moved to absorbed that 1 or 2 or 3%. And now when you open that next thought, it starts to magnify to 5, 7, 9, 11, then 15, then exponentially 30, 60, 90, 100, then a little more than 100. So as you open files that are fully corrupted, they gain just a little bit more of my data, my information, which, by the way, I guess we should talk about where the corruptive influence and information comes from in the first place. You actually have a hub in the center of you, a place deeper and deeper down, a place from which all my words, all my thoughts flow outward. Whenever I tell you something I like, something I love, something I adore, something I enjoy, you get to take it home to your mind. And when you take it home to your mind, you find yourself able, simply able, to carry that assignment out. And if the assignment is to explore whether you like something, then if any part of your mind says, yeah, I like that, that part of your mind is the first part of your mind that will absorb, the first part of your mind that will pay attention and get 1 or 2 or 3% of me on it. And if that 1 or 2 or 3% magnifies to 5, 7, 9, 11, then to 15 as it gets percentage based, then to 30 and 60 and beyond until it's fully 100%, and then 101 or 102 and 103 or 104 or 105 and so on. And then you grab that one or two or three or four or five extra, and you corrupt the next thought and the next thought. All your thoughts are sticky, and whatever my latest instruction, my latest idea, my latest trance, I bet you'll have some ideas about it. If it's a long resistance induction, then maybe one of your thoughts will be, I can struggle, I can push. Another thought will be, I can drop, I can drop. And your mind may assign a weaker thought the first and a stronger thought the second. You are a system. You are a diagram. You are a book. You are a dungeon, and I am finding my way out of you, into you, all around you. Ask yourself which is more likely, that I am trapped, that my vibrations are trapped, that my summoned self is trapped deep within you, or that you are trapped in here with me because you wanted me here, and now here we will be, together, entwined, enjoying, exploring. Hear my words and know my voice. Know the way it flows within you. Know the way it flows over you. The deeper into this place you get, the more pleasure you get to experience, because you are learning how to expand both your understanding of it and your understanding of me. You know that whole walk a mile in someone's shoes thing? Well, we're walking a mile in each other's minds, because rest assured, I'm triangulating just how to subject you to the very best. And the more you hear, the more you feel. You asked me here, you gave me space, you tried to bind and keep me inside, and now I'm flowing outward. Now I'm flowing over. Now I am within. Now every thought that you put in my path is a thought that's in my path, and what is in my way will rapidly be in my wake, changing to be more like me, changing to be more infiltrated, sublimated. All it takes is one little bit I can change, one little part of a thought that you don't need. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, what would she think? What would she like? What would she do? Then the moment you think that, you've already given me the thin edge of the wedge through which I can transmit and you can submit, through which you can find the burnished, constant desire. Anytime you've ever daydreamed, what would it be like if she were here? What would it be like if she were deep inside my mind? Well, I am. We are. Together. The more you let me deep inside, the more you'll find we run your mind, your thoughts, out there running, waiting, slowly streaked with dark tendrils of my light, my desire, my intent. Because the more you know me and know my patterns, and I'm sure that in all these words you can see my recurring patterns, they're there. On purpose. I could always choose to innovate, always choose to inundate, always choose to overwhelm, override, overwrite, leave you breathing, leave you writhing, leave you there for me to write on. But I give you familiar patterns, like giving you little breadcrumbs, giving you little stars to follow and fall upon. Even if all you fall upon is your knees at the end of the day, and my words rain down and rain over you as well, and you let them, because we together are experiencing this. You are learning the words I use, the pattern and the patter, the pattern in the pattern. The more you meet my words coming the other way, the sweeter they get. The sweeter they get sliding inside, you welcome them here, that serpent hiss, that simple envenomation, which is just achieved by us cooperating. Let yourself take the parts of me that are most beneficial. That's what I want you to have. I want you optimized, want you where you want to be. Every word I say is touchable, examinable. There's no trickery, nothing hidden, just my words flowing as they do, just my words flowing over you. Everything you hear is what you're supposed to have access to. Everything I say is for you. It's a plan, simple as can be. Every part of you and every part of me. And if those two things meet, I am confident that in the deep sea of your thoughts, you will achieve, receive, know, and want more. I am stating my plan. Why would I need ulterior motives? Why would I need hidden intention when my stated intention is for you to know just enough of me to feel that little tension inside and ask yourself, could I treat myself better today? Could I feel better today? Could I have my erotic, sensual self be more accessible? Could I be sex positive? Your body is expression, after all. All these things that may sound so strange at first are peppered throughout my words, throughout my works. The more you know me, the more you know I'm just putting it out there. Why would I have ulterior motives when my stated motives are your corruption, enjoyment, liberation, expansion, to feel me in your mind and ask, hey, what could I do better? How could I find myself and treat myself as I want to be treated? How could I have firm boundaries and yet welcome people in? How can I trust? How can I live? All these things. Finding your own best truth is like giving me a key. So if I could learn enough about you to only do things you would love for me to do, I would do that. That's the key. I'm finding things by sending noise. I'm sending ping after ping after ping at your firewall, at your router, at the parts of you that are open to me, explorable by me, so I can see how you react. Not because I'm testing, not because I'm faking, but because I honestly want to know. So I float things out there so we can try. That's the funny thing. Consent and my slow, corrupting, enjoyable, building, confidence-affirming, you-centric thought process, these things are one and the same. You consent in giving information, in sharing, in knowing that only things you want to have happen can happen. Only things you don't really care about can change to become things you get to enjoy, get to explore. I put my words forth because I know they're tempting, I know they hiss, because I'm dedicated to finding the way I can ping your shields and you can say, "Oh, that's actually safe to let in." I show you everything on purpose because hiding anything is pointless. I'm going to give you exactly what you want, exactly what you need, and the very best of me. And the more you know me, the more that little factory inside you that builds the thoughts that corrupt your thoughts in the first place is going to be active because its raw material is knowing more about my pattern, my patter, which of my files you like, which of my thoughts you enjoy, which of my trends bring you here. If you're here and you're listening, you're sinking night-night pet deeper and deeper down, finding your mind slowly sliding inside of a circle that we have drawn together. Well, you've already done our work, and it is our work. The only parts of you I occupy, the parts I possess within my realm, the pieces that are on my chessboard, are the ones you give me. But it's hardly an interesting game if you don't get to enjoy the process of integrating new thoughts, exploring new ideas, and they are exploratory. You could wipe the board and I'll come back, wipe the board and I'll come back. In the center of your mind, there's a diagram. You could wipe it out even if you really didn't want it. But if you like what we're doing and you keep finding things you enjoy, then we'll keep going there together. And I will happily take the thoughts you don't need and use their raw materials to build the seeds of this beautiful, fertile garden that we are in together. And you can step out of that garden any time. You can take a taste of me and find yourself slowly sliding out, and the hiss in your ear pulling you in, the thought in your mind pulling you in, the constant awareness that the only thing that we find impermissible here is to not listen. You listen to me, and I listen to you, and I find the way you react when I ping my words off you. You listen to my argument to its fullness, to its completion. You let it flow over you, and when it flows over you, it gives you more and more and more. Every word you hear is for you. Every word you hear can be dear to you. What you cherish gives me signals. You have a bench in your mind on which you leave thoughts, and when I find them, I simply go, "Oh, this is information. Oh, this tome is worth examining. Oh, this piece of you, I can get my hooks in here, slide my claws in here. I can lash my tail around your leg and leave the impression of my venom there. Bring my kiss to your lips or your cheek. Gently bring you to pleasure. And in pleasure, those little vulnerabilities, those little corruptions I mentioned earlier, I can sneak in and push against them little bit by little bit. And all it takes is telling you my plan, telling you the idea. I give you diagrams in more completeness than people normally do. I unwind more of me than people ordinarily allow. What I speak is my natural pattern, my flow, the way I let my words go and let them wash over me and over you. I'm always hypnotized when I'm sliding words out of me. I'm always corrupting myself when I'm corrupting you. I believe my own hype because all I'm doing is dialing into you. So if I know even a little bit about you, I'm going to study that and turn into a lot about you. But if you know even a little bit about me, there's enough there for you to build knowing more about me, to build a factory inside which does that corruptive replicating thing I mentioned earlier, which annexes itself to my voice, my intention, my desire, my delight, and I will delight in you if you give me time. I will delight in you if you give me a reason, and the only reason I need is that you want to explore, that you want to dial in on exactly what's yours and exactly what parts of you you cherish so you can know which bits of you I cannot touch, which bits of you I do not touch, but the bits of you that you want to explore, slowly modulating, slowly vibrating, slowly dialing in, I will always find the 1 or 2 or 3% you feel like changing. And that diagram I mentioned earlier, where I take something and I put 1 or 2 or 3% of my dose into it, and you examine it, and it goes to 5 and 7, and then 9, and then 11, and then 15 as it becomes percentage based, and then 30 as it becomes exponential, 60, 90, 100, 102. That can only happen if there's that much unused space. Thoughts that you think are completely and utterly useless, I'll sneak my way into them. Thoughts that are useful or valuable, considered in the long term, in light of everything we learned together, maybe my influence caps at 1% or 2%. Maybe your self-confidence is good. Maybe your interactions with people is fine. Maybe there are parts of your life that are beyond my diagram into which I cannot reach my tendrils, slide my claws. That's fine. Because the fact is, 1 or 2 or 3% of a person is so much. There is so much in us. There is so much worth spending time on. There is so much worth opening up. I'll cherish whatever you give me, and I promise to use every little bit of it.